Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our Yankees rewind. Yankees went down 1-2-3 against Seth Lugo, top of the first inning. Ben Rice batting in the two spot, though, a 402-foot flyout just to the left of dead center field. That was a theme early. Yankees were hitting the ball hard. Nothing to show for it. Will Warren responded in kind. Strike one, attack mode, 1-2-3, bottom of the first on 12 pitches, included a strikeout of Bobby Witt Jr. on a nasty sweeper and a couple of ground balls for Warren as well. Top two, Lugo cruising, got Bellinger and Volpe on soft ground balls. In between it, fan Jason Dominguez on a full count cutter. So bottom two, scoreless game, first chance for either side. Warren, he left a changeup up, and Pasquantino, the red hot Pasquantino, slammed a single to right. And Salvi Perez went down and got a sweeper, served a base hit to left. So two on, nobody out for the rookie, Jack Caglione. Warren had to bear down.
Pitch swung on, an old number up to Volpe, steps on second, double clutch, throw to first, double play.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Beautiful play by Volpe. All the spin on that ball. Played the one hop. That allowed Warren to escape the enemies. He walked Nick Lofton on a 3-2 pitch coming up, but that put runners at the corners. And Warren won an 8-pitch battle after that. Froze Freddie Fermin, 94-mile-an-hour paint job, and won that battle despite a 27-pitch inning. Nothing home in the second inning, and Warren getting out of trouble. Top of the third, J.C. Ascara barely missed a homer down the right field line. He's still singled to right for the Yankees' first hit off Lugo. Pavel Reyes bunted him to second. Garcia, the bare hand play at third. And Pasquantino, a terrific dig over at first. What a way. And Peraza grounded a short, but Grisham kept the inning alive with two down. Full count walk. And with Ben Rice bidding for damage again, Pasquantino at first, a nice stab to his right. Yankees stranded two, more hard contact, but nothing to show for it. Bottom three, Warren after the 27-pitch second. How about a 6-pitch third? Set down 9-1-2 for Kansas City, 1-2-3. It was highlighted by this 5-star play to start the inning.
First pitch from Warren, shows bunt, gets it down. Here comes Peraza on the run. Dug out beautifully by Paul Goldschmidt. What a play at both ends.
And Kyle Isbell, no easy customer. Speedy base runner. And Peraza still got the job done. Goldschmidt, the human vacuum cleaner over at first base. Top four, speaking of Goldschmidt, a full count walk to start the inning against Lugo. More tough luck for the Yankees, though. Bellinger, scorch one a second. Jonathan India at second. A leaping play, doubled Goldschmidt off first. So two out, bases empty. And Dominguez flied to left center on the next pitch, and it turned into a 10-pitch inning where Lugo faced a minimum despite Bellinger hitting one on the screw. So the Yankees one hit and a pair of walks against Lugo through four didn't tell the full story. The hard hit balls by Rice, the Ascara foul home run, the Bellinger line drive double play didn't matter, though. Scoreless, and it also didn't matter for Will Warren. Bottom four against the heart of the order, easy inning. He whiffed Perez to end it. Third strikeout made it 7 in a row for Warren. So yeah, the 27-pitch second, but the other three innings surrounding it, 31 pitches combined and 1-2-3s for Warren. Scoreless into the fifth, More hard contact for the Yankees. Volpe, a lighter to setter to start the inning, but Lugo working quickly, throwing strikes, got a couple of soft ground balls, didn't matter. Six pitch, top of the fifth inning. He was working on a one hitter. Bottom five, Warren a full count on Caglione, locked him up on a sweeper. Excellent frame job by Ascara to steal a strike. But the speedy Nick Lofton, first pitch, next hitter, triple to right center. So the first run of the game was 90 feet away. Infield in, Warren got Fermin to ground a short. Lofton had to freeze that third with the infield in, and the infield can move back. And Warren induced an Isbell grounder to second, so all things considered. In 11-pitch fifth inning, Warren out of trouble. Pitcher's duel, nothing, but Lugo clearly on a pitch limit. Entered the sixth inning at 62 pitches. Popped up Oswald Peraza on the first pitch of the inning. Trent Grisham first pitch. Bullet single to center. Ben Rice fly to right, so two down. Lugo walked Goldschmidt. So as it started to pour, Lugo pulled 73 pitches. Pulled for the lefty, Angel Serpa. Two on, two out. Lefty on lefty coming up with Bellinger. But a 28-minute rain delay was pouring. The tarp had to come out. Thankfully, the rain dissipated quickly so Warren could stay on. But Lugo was already out of the game. He was pulled at 73 pitches, working on a masterpiece before the rain even started to fully fall. The play resumed. Bellinger stroked one to left center against Serpa. Isbell, the center fielder. A diving play in the gap. More hard contact. Nothing to show for it. The defense wasn't just on the Yankee side tonight. Yankee defense was spectacular. So was Kansas City's for the most part. More hard contact. Nothing for the Yankees. Bottom six. Because of the short delay, Warren could come back out. Facing KC third time through the order, he allowed a laser single from India, but got pop-ups from Witt and Garcia. So top of the order, third time through. Warren doing the job. Aaron Boone did pull him with one on, two out. The red-hot Vinny Pascantino coming up. Tim Hill left on left. Nine-pitch fight against Pascantino. Got him to ground a Volpe. Scoreless game into the seventh inning of the series finale. And Serpa out for a full inning. Dominant inning with a couple of Ks. Bottom seven. Hill, another lefty for a full inning. Volpe, tremendous play in the shortstop hole to start the inning. He nabbed Salvi Perez on a looping throw off balance in the hole. Beautiful from Volpe. Then a soft Caglione grounder. An next batter, Pablo Reyes charging at second. A glove flip, a forearm-style glove flip, got the hustling Caglione. But he'll walk Nick Lofton with two away. Aaron Boone out of the dugout. Went to Mark Leiter Jr. to face Fermin. Royals perfectly executed hit and run. Fermin, base it to right. Put runners at the corners, getting a little hairy there. But Leiter got Isbell to fly to right towards the line. Stranded two.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ooh, top eight, nothing. The electric righty, Lucas Erceg for KC, who came off the IL just yesterday. Pablo Reyes greeted him. Speaking of the defensive race, how about some offense getting the spot start? Base it to right. Aaron Judge, first day off of the season, he came on. Pinch hitter, but struck out on a pitch that may have been below the knees. Aaron Judge, he didn't love it. But Grisham, the next batter, grounded a second. Reyes, a possible first run of the game on the grounder. He went to second on the play with two out. Rice walked on five pitches to extend the inning. And up stepped Paul Goldschmidt. Two out runs win you ball games. It's all the Yankees have been doing lately. And Goldschmidt embodies that. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here's your one to Goldschmidt. Reyes at second. His pitch. Swung on, hit the other way. Off the glove of Pasquantino. They're going to wave Reyes. Here's the throw. And Reyes stopped. Now he's caught between home and third. Head first dive. He's in there as the catcher drops the ball. Ben Rice to third. Wow. The Yankees were on the board.
That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. What a wild sequence. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Suited to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Ray is stumbling around third, had to stop. It worked anyway with Pasquantino going to first and the hesitation from Erceg on the throw home. Wild sequence. Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Goldschmidt made it 353 on the year with two outs and runners in scoring position. What a pro. What a pickup. Yankees on the board first in the eighth inning. Jonathan Loaisiga, bottom eight. Yeoman's work. Top of the order. Took just eight pitches. Got three ground balls. That's a Loaisiga we know and love. J.C. Ascara top nine against John Schreiber, the righty. A two-out double, but the Yankees didn't score. So bottom nine, 1-0. Devin Williams, workmanlike. 1-2, and then Jack Caglione for three.
Trying to put a wrap on this game. Here's a 3-2 from Williams to Caglione. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him. Victory for the New York Yankees. A 1-0 beauty. They sweep Kansas City. Win the first three games on this six-game road trip. And Devin Williams comes up big with three big outs in the middle of the order for the Kansas City Royals. Wow.
Wow, indeed. 3 1/3, one-hit ball from the Yankee bullpen. Warren, 5 2/3 shutout. Goldschmidt, the deciding hit. Reyes, that trip around the bases. Reyes, the defense. And Reyes, the hit to start the eighth inning. How about Pablo Reyes in a spot start? That's our Yankees Rewind. Anything you may have missed, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship station, WFAN. Yankees' first season series sweep of KC of six or more games. They went 6-0 against KC this year. First time they've done that since 2001. Also, it's the first time they've had 4 1-0 wins in a season since 1976. You think about the late 70s, you think about Yankees Royals. Well, kind of fitting. The Yankees picked up their fourth 1-0 win of the year against the Kansas City Royals and swept this series.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.